tell me, the OTP is to be kept by the buyer after completion. I say, wait, wait, wait. This is the thing I hate most, okay? A lot of agents, they are pure lazy. Okay, they are pure lazy. They don't like to follow the law. So let me share with you how the law works, okay? When somebody buy your house, you take the deposit, you're supposed to grant the person the option to purchase, which is the OTP. You give the person the contract, the person exercise, the person supposed to deliver back the OTP to you. So in private property, right, the buyer lawyer will deliver the OTP back to the seller lawyer. In HDB, the lawyer don't get involved here. So that is why the buyer or the buyer agent have to deliver back the OTP to the seller. Come on, this is the rule. It's stated on the HDB website. Okay, I have to say that I have to thank HDB because recently they revamped their website. They write everything very clearly on the website. So I screenshot this to the agent. I say, you need to return me the OTP. During completion, we will give the OTP to the officer. And in some cases, the bank wants the OTP. So the officer will give the original OTP to the buyer. Why are you skipping the middle step, you know? The middle step is my seller is supposed to keep it all the way to completion. You see, so I don't understand why all these agents very lazy, don't want to come back and return the OTP to us. Okay, never mind. So he returned after I have to get into this confrontation, you know, with him. I have to message him, explain this and all this. All this to me is boliang one. He still want to tell me that he's been in the industry for what, 15 years. I don't care you industry for how long. This is the law. Follow the law, okay? You can be in the industry very long. I don't care what is your common practice, okay? We follow the law. We follow the correct procedure.